The 16th National Convention, April 6th through 9th, Scottsdale, Arizona. Your voice as power.
Anyway, and I just get very nervous when I'm talking in front of people, but I thought I would come up and help Sam because I think she's a wonderful teacher, and she just wanted me to tell my story just very briefly. Thank you for your support. Oh, this is worse than Academy Awards. Okay, well, anyway, that's one of my fantasies, you know. Well, look, this is my story. I have just done everything. I have, I have done a detoxification diet. I do aerobics. I've had color coordination, and I'm sure that ladies understand this, you know, with the professional Gucci Pucci of all the clothes and everything. And, and then I've even done management training. And I cannot get promoted in my job. And then on a more serious note, and I'm sure that you won't mind if I tell you this, but I am about 40 years old, and I would like to have a man in my life. And so Sandy says that the reason that I'm not getting promoted and I don't have a man in my life is because my voice is holding me back. And that's the truth. She says my voice pushes people away. And so I've got to learn not to whine. So anyway, I'm working on it, and we're doing a wonderful job, and thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's true. Wanda's voice is holding her back because what she is feeling and thinking and finally saying is not what her voice is expressing. Wanda has what we call a negative voice pattern that she has picked up from childhood. Maybe she also has sinus problems or allergies, but most people who are whiners do not. They just have learned to whine as children, and they've either been given what they want when they whine, or they have had mothers or fathers who whine, and we all learn our voice patterns. And how much longer can you stand to have me talk like this? I just love to do that to audiences. I mean, they go, they just sit there like this. Their nerves. I mean, it's like, you know, I won't even say it. Okay, most people learn their voice patterns from childhood. They pick it up through imitation, just like animals pick up gestures and habits. Well, you pick up your voice pattern without even being aware of it. And in that voice pattern is all the attitudes that your parents are carrying along, you know, whether they be positive or negative. So much of your psychological framework is picked up the same way. That's why psychics can tell so much about you by listening to your voice pattern. Now, the problem is that most of us are walking around in 40-year-old bodies, and I always say 40, you know, just give or take. Hi, Gary. Most of us are walking around in 40-year-old bodies with voice patterns from childhood. We all have a voice print, just like a fingerprint. It's there. You can record it on machinery. But the trouble is, most of us are only using part of that voice print. And Wanda is just using what we call her nose, right? Her nasality for it. Okay. Now, Wanda is not alone in having a negative vocal quality. There are many, many more. So I'm going to go through a couple more. And if you recognize your own voice, I'm not going to ask, pardon me. Have I lost the How are we doing now? Okay. Good. I was saying I'm going to go through some negative vocal qualities. And if you recognize your own voice, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, right? And if you recognize other people's vocal qualities, you know, just put it down in your little book and see what can be done. Okay. As I go through these, I want you to notice what kind of buttons they push in your psychological makeup. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Would you buy from this kind of a person, you know, that kind of a thing? First person is someone who talks at you like this. Okay, I was going to tell you that I really want this done. I want it done now, you know. And this is how Walter Matthau talked in The Sunshine Boys. And he just went over there and he kept giving the finger all the time. Do you remember that movie at all? This is a person who talks at somebody. And then we have someone who has a very high, thin voice. These are always women, and these women have been taught to be good and to be kind and to be nice, right? And they have sort of childlike voices. And what happens is when they have to have power and authority, they cannot talk from what we call the diaphragm down here, which we're going to learn to do later on. So, and also, these people also come from the South oftentimes. You know, the Southern woman who has this type of voice, right? And when she has to then have power, what does she do? She can't talk from the diaphragm, so she has to manipulate you. Yeah, so. Okay, I think all the men in the audience know that. And Auntie Mame really saw that very much. What was it, Sally Cato, who put her on the horse that was a bucker and all that sort of thing? I like movies, you understand that. Okay, then we go on to Men Who Bark. These are typified by people like Sidney Greenstreet with big cigars and those 1940 movies. I don't do this one terribly well. But they sort of just bark at you like this. And I think he was talking one day to Clark Gable, and he was saying, I want to have this soap advertised on every radio station, and it's beauty soap, and I want it said 100 times in 1 minute. Beauty soap, beauty soap, beauty soap, beauty soap. Right? And that's exactly what he did. And this is called a barker. Then we have con men and con women, okay? Now, these men all sound like radio announcers. Hello. How are you today? I'm selling beds, and these beds are only $999. It's a sale. Do you want to buy one of those beds for me? Who buys from a con man, right? And then we have women. Now, con women have these kind of voices, and they're usually at charity functions. Hello. And they've got those big boofed hairdos with tons of spray neck. And they're just talking to you like this, and they're saying, would you like to give me $2,500 for our charity ball? And they always have one of those shit-eating grins on their face. Good. Then, of course, we have whiners. You know, we've already done whining for the women, but the men, unfortunately, when men whine, they're called wimps in our day and society. I don't need to imitate those. And then we have machine gun talks. These people talk mile a minute like this. I mean, they just talk so very fast. And when you're talking to them on the phone, my God, it's, what is it? There's a commercial. It's RJ, PJ. Don't call me RJ, call me DJ or whatever he does, right? This is very bad for business. Let me just say that. Just trust me on that, like they say in Hollywood. Okay. Then we have people from L.A. These are people from California. I mean, they just mumble all the time and say, I have no energy to the voice. Hey, I'm cool. Everything's no, we've got this laid back attitude out here. I mean, we just sort of mumble, we don't enunciate, and we don't put any energy to our voice. I don't know, there's too many people here from California. Okay, and then we have people from the Midwest. These are the monotones of the world. I don't know why people don't like to open their mouth in the Midwest. Is it a bug going to fly in? I don't know what's happening, I don't know. But everybody has these very tight jaws, and they just sort of talk on three notes. Da, 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 da. So I'd like to introduce you to George Nordhaus, who has just come in, who is my benefactor. George, would you like to stand up? Thank you. It's a round of applause for George. And this is it. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much, George. George has absolutely wonderful voice, but he is imitating a marvelous monotone. Thank you so much. Thank you. Now we have people who are harsh. Now, harsh people could have a hearing problem. We always have to figure that out first. But once they find that out, then we know they have a personality problem. They just like to be loud, you know. And they're loud and they talk. There's a difference between talking at somebody and just being loud because they like to dominate. And then we have women who are strident. And this usually happens when they get excited and their voice all of a sudden goes up here. Oh my God, it's just, oh, there's a mouse, so forth and so on. I don't do that well because I have a low voice. And then we go into psychological qualities. We have people who are defensive. These are usually receptionists who come out of New York City who are overworked, and they're just and they end up saying, good afternoon, Nordhaus Insurance Marketing, hold please, you know, into the phone. And then we have bossy secretaries, and they're all, I just always use the secretary image because it's wonderful from the 1940s movies, but of course we have all kinds of bossy people, and that shows in their voice, overbearing people. And then we have executives, and of course they don't escape, but what they are, overworked tremendously, and they tighten down their jaw, and they just get that repressed anger. It's just tightening down the jaw, just not letting out the frustration. And then I don't imitate that well because I'm not an executive. But believe me, I'm sure you've heard of that and you've heard it many times. So that's the end of these negative vocal qualities. Did anybody recognize themselves in there at all? Yes? Good. Okay. Now you can imagine what effect these vocal qualities would have on the public if they were on your phones and interfacing constantly, creating the image for your corporation. If Wanda was the receptionist at Nordhaus Insurance Marketing, and she said, good afternoon, Nordhaus Insurance Marketing, may I help you please? What kind of an image would you have of Nordhaus Insurance Marketing if you knew no one there and you were calling for the first time? You'd think that George hired Lily Tomlin to be the receptionist.